USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around two-thirds of the U.S. mainland will bake again today with heat advisories in effect from Oklahoma to Maine. Yesterday, Boston hit a high of 97 degrees. Baltimore hit 100. As four progressive female Democratic congresswomen of color and President Trump continue a feud, a top Trump advisor takes offense in particular at one of their remarks that migrant detention facilities at the southern border are concentration camps. Stephen Miller saying of the remark made by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
As an American Jew, I am profoundly outraged by the comments from Ocasio-Cortez. It is a historical smear. It is a sinful comment. It minimizes the death of 6 million of my Jewish brothers and sisters.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Yesterday, the 50th anniversary of the first moonwalks by two of the three crew members of Apollo 11. Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Kennedy Space Center, making this pledge.
America will return to the moon within the next 5 years, and the next man and the first woman on the moon will be American astronauts.
An entire nation hacked, a major data hack in Bulgaria this week affecting practically every taxpayer in the Eastern European nation, with tax records and other personal data belonging to 5 million Bulgarians ripped off the government's National Revenue Agency's database and published online. The origin of the hack remains under investigation. Manny Pacquiao has regained his welterweight boxing title with a win last night in a split decision against Keith Thurman to regain the WBA title in Las Vegas. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Two European airlines are suspending all flights to Cairo, Egypt for a week as a security precaution. British Airways and Lufthansa, though, not offering any additional details. Italian officials are hoping the 36-year search for a missing 15-year-old girl may be coming to an end. Emanuele Orlandi's sister was present when bones were collected from the depths of the Vatican yesterday. The girl last seen in 1983 on a street in the center of Rome. Officials received an anonymous tip to look for the girl's remains under the statue of an angel pointing to a grave inside the Vatican walls. They ended up opening up two graves but found no remains, but after research they realized the remains had been moved during structural work in the 60s and 70s, which led them to a container of bones under a stone slab, which was reopened yesterday. And a two-year-old Minnesota boy wanted to go to the county fair near Rush City a couple of days ago, so they say he drove his battery-powered John Deere tractor to the fairgrounds. The boy's family lives only a couple of blocks from the fairgrounds, but he drove on the sidewalk and through some gates that had been left open for a motocross race before he reached his destination, the Tilt-A-Whirl ride. Unfortunately, before he could get on it, an officer working the fair spotted him and called his parents. His father has since removed the battery from that toy tractor. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.